about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, a lot of interesting news today. You know, we've been talking about cutting back your salt. You all eat too much salt. Don't put salt on your French fries. Don't put salt on your bread. How are we doing there? We pumped up the volume. Is that good? Okay, we added some juice. All right. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I got to tell you, you know, I love my equipment, but then sometimes I hate my equipment. You know, when you're married to your equipment, you really aren't allowed to hit it and punch it because you're married to it, right? So I apologize for that. Do we got enough juice now? Looks like we got enough juice. Awesome. Anyway, you know, so news this week has been talking about how, or has been discussing, now all this salt information we've been given all these years could possibly be wrong. And us cutting back our salt may not be necessary at all. Can you think of all the French fries you would have been able to eat with salt if that's true? So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how heavy use of painkillers could put you at risk for erectile dysfunction. So heavy use of pain pills could be heavy on the... Okay, well, you'll just have difficulty with erections. We'll talk about that. Then, in addition to painkiller news, the number of New Yorkers who died by overdosing on painkillers looks like has jumped 65% in years. And I guess it's worse in Staten Island. So what's going on with our pain pill use? Is there anything we could do to stop or cut back? You know, once the, you know, cats, is it the cats out of the bag or the hats out of the bag or the bunnies out of the hat? Yeah, once that happens, are we doomed? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments, your love at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, I remember when I would have teenagers come in to the office, and parents wanted me to drug test them, and we found marijuana. You know, the parents would say, you know, doctor, tell my kid why marijuana is so bad. Right, so I'm talking to them about memory issues and cognition and issues with the lungs and maybe breathing issues. And it's just going over their heads. You know, they don't care. And then when I talk to them about possible testicular shrinkage and erectile dysfunction, boy, do their eyes open up. Well, maybe this study is what we need to get people to cut back on their pain pill use. Apparently, men who take prescription pain pills at high doses over long periods of time, according to this new study published in the journal Spine, doesn't make sense why this study on erectile dysfunction would be published in the journal Spine, especially since spine has to do with bones, and there's no bones in the male phallus, even though people use the term bone all the time. Anyway, the study looked at 11,000 men's health records taking prescription opioids like oxycodone to treat chronic back pain. Men who took higher doses of these prescription painkillers for longer than 4 months were 50% more likely to require medication to treat erectile dysfunction than those who were not taking painkillers. Now, for some of you, you're like, oh, no, this is new. For a lot of us, no, not new. I remember years ago when Tramadol came out. Tramadol is a medication that's not an opioid, but it hits the opioid receptors. It's called an opioid agonist. So it acts like an opiate medication. And people would come in saying, I can't climax. And I'm like, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. Excuse me, what? I take Tramadol and it completely inhibits me. I'm not going to be able to get my wife pregnant. And so we've known that narcotics can do this, or narcotic agonists. And one theory is the opioids suppress testosterone levels. So if you, let's say, are a gentleman with a fairly healthy testosterone level, as many of you manly men do or have, and you're taking chronic narcotics, if that lowers your testosterone level, that could definitely cause erectile dysfunction. My problem is I don't think that's just it. because I've had men with low testosterone in my practice because we look at diabetes. We know that testosterone and diabetes, there's a big link. So they're diabetic. You know, I check their testosterone levels. I go, wow, your testosterone is low. And they go, well, that's funny because I could still form erections and maintain erections. You know, I mean, if you have normal activity down there and then you're on pain medicine because you have a surgery, you're on pain medicine for a few months, all of a sudden, you start having, a lack of ability to start erections or maintain erections. I don't know if it's so much the testosterone drop. I'm thinking there is something to these medications that just, cause issues with blood flow. That's just me. Now, again, I am not a cognitive behavioral therapist. I am not a urologist. I am not a sex specialist, right? I know, big shock there. I'm not. But I just think there's a little bit more than to just lowering the testosterone. I do. I mean, we have people with normal testosterone, and they have issues with their erectile abilities. So, you know, I mean, if any of you have noticed that and you want to call in and on national TV admit it, please, by all means, or national radio. We're not on TV, are we? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have asked me if I'm ever going to link the show to TV. I don't think you all want to see me first thing in the morning. It's, you know, I probably put on my makeup between the second and third hour of the show. So you really don't want to see me. Some of you found my Star Spangled Banner YouTube clip. We were just kind of messing around. I was, thinking about working on a patriotic audio album. I'm not sure what happened. My kid throws it up on YouTube, and I really apologize. We didn't use audio. What is it? Auto-tune. We didn't use any of that, and we really should have. So I apologize if some of you do not like my rendition of Star Spangled Banner because I throw some flat notes and some sharp notes. Not on purpose. I mean, I don't really mean to throw flat notes in there. It just happens. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Narcotic overdoses. How do you die on pain pills? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, when we hear this story that in New York alone, all right, that New York City overdose deaths from prescription painkillers have risen up to 65%. Okay, it makes you wonder, what is going on? Why all of a sudden are these pain pills becoming more strong? I mean, do they have stronger doses? Is there more Tylenol components to them than used to be? And people ask, how do you die from taking pain pills? Now, I don't like to give that information because every now and then you could have somebody suicidal listening. But never underestimate any medication that you're taking. Never, ever, 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 ever. And I think what I have seen happen over the last few years is an easing up on prescribing these pain medications. You know, I remember when I was in school and I was in training, and for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm Dr. Dahlia. Hello. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And, of course, big thanks to Don, who is working the dials and is with us every day. When I was in medical school, I was scared to death to prescribe a narcotic. Narcotics were bad. You only give it if you have to. In fact, usually as a student, you aren't the one giving the narcotic. It's somebody above you, one of your superiors, that's writing the prescription because they're the ones that have the degree or the license, etc. So I probably didn't write my first narcotic prescription till I was already in residency as an intern. And also another reason is when you're a medical student, you can't write the prescription and have somebody sign it. If you write a narcotic, it has to be in one handwriting by the doctor that's prescribing it. So, you know, I really didn't write much in terms of narcotics. It wasn't asked of me. We were so afraid of narcotic abuse. It just, we didn't give narcotics. Same thing with Valium and benzodiazepines. You just rarely wrote it. And maybe it's because medical school wanted to scare the hell out of us, you know, so we don't, you know, take the power of the pen and the power of the prescription pad and go willy-nilly with it. So, you know, I get that. So I was extremely cautious. But one of my attendings, one of the doctors that trained me, was an old farm doc. And he would be yelling at us going, "I don't understand what you guys are doing. He's in pain. Give him a pain pill." And this particular doctor was a lot more liberal when it came to pain medication. And his practice was always more busy than the other doctors that we were training with. And probably because, you know, patients found that they could go to him for their pain medication. So, you know, so here you are. You have one teacher yelling at you not to give too many pain pills. You have another teacher yelling at you to do so. We had a gentleman with tinnitus, the ringing in the ears. And we had sent him to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. Nothing could be done. And, again, our old-school farm doc said, "Give him Valium." So I was so scared to death. It was the first prescription of Valium I ever prescribed. So I think I tried to write him 2 milligrams, just a baby touch. He's like, "Just give him 5 milligrams of Valium. And if that doesn't work, double it to 10. And I'm like, "But he could die." No, you can't die from a Valium. But again, so in medical school, we were taught bad, bad, bad. Then all of a sudden, you're out of practice. And you realize, okay, you want to know what? You could control this. You could make sure people don't get addicted. You watch them. You only give X amount. You don't give bottles of 120. You don't give multiple refills. You could handle it. And then, right, you take care of your first veteran from Korean War or Vietnam War or World War II. And they come up to you, and you're now in your own office, and they're like, "Little girl, this isn't going to cut it. You know, look at my injuries." And you're like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Oh, you're such a hero here." You know, and then, you know, so that then, you know, you start to kind of loosen up when it comes to your veterans. And I don't regret any of those decisions. I love my veterans, patients that I've had throughout the years, you know. And then other people come in like, "Well, you know, you have pain. And since I gave, you know, this captain of the army this, I'll go ahead and give you some too." And then you start to notice that you're becoming a little bit more liberal with pain medicine. And we in the 2000s started to become more liberal with pain medicine. You know, we had September 11th. We had a variety of, stressors. I think we just had this environment of, you know, let's try to appease let's try to quell a lot of our patients' symptoms. There's just too much going on for us to make people suffer. Then the SSRIs came out. The SSRIs had come out a while back, but in terms of Zoloft and Lexapro and Effexor and these new SSRIs flooded the market, and people were saying, "I feel better. I'm not drinking as much. I'm not smoking pot as much. I'm sleeping better." All right. And so, we start using these medications and people are calming down and they're feeling better and some of them have less pain. And then comes Ambien. And you're like, "Wow, Ambien. Ambien makes people sleep and it's not narcotic. Wonderful." Or it's not a quote-unquote addictive substance, even though it could be habit-forming. And throw that onto the mix, you have Viagra. I tell you, I think Viagra gets a lot of credit for a lot of things done in medicine, making men happy, helping people achieve sexual satisfaction in their older years, saving countless men from heart disease, because many of us doctors want to make sure their hearts were healthy before we gave them Viagra and found them to have clogged arteries. So I credit Viagra. But I almost wonder if Viagra is also part to blame for our over-prescribing of narcotics. And the reason why I say that is we doctors were dumbfounded when there was a drug that could help with erectile dysfunction. And gosh darn it. I mean, you know, that I think changed our attitudes towards pleasing the patient. Okay? You know, we have drugs now that'll make patients happy. Not making patients high, but changing their lives. So when somebody's coming in asking for Viagra and you're able to help their sex life and, you know, you're like, yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, you need something to sleep? No problem. And I think we just had a little bit of a, I know the word I'm thinking of. It's kind of that Latin word with an epis something. You know the word I'm thinking of. But anyway, epiphany. Is that the word for it? I don't know. I remember I misspelled that in a spelling bee once, so I didn't really bother to use it again in my regular vocabulary. But I believe we just had this realization that, or this idea that, you know what, it's about the patient. It's about making them feel good. And then narcotics got cheaper and cheaper. And you know, we found that people could go to the nearby drugstore and get their bottle of pain prescriptions cheap. So as newer medicines were coming on the market, like Ultram and Ultraset, which is Tramadol brand name, you know, why should somebody pay extra for that if they could just go and get the regular narcotic? So things started to change with generics and with ease of getting these medications and with all these medications out now that could just transform somebody who would be basically aging and crippling at home in a corner, you know, with depression and lack of sexual activity and pain, to somebody vibrant and happy and erect. I mean, we were changing our population. All right, being 60 wasn't old anymore. Being 60 was middle age. It was a whole new revolution from the year 2000 to probably the year 2008. Whole new revolution when it came to medications and patients not aging. You start to have growth hormone. You had Botox. I mean, there are 60-year-old women that looked hot, and it gave people like me hope that I wouldn't look like the rest of my relatives when I age. I'm going to use the word epiphany now. Epiphany. But with that, yeah, now people got addicted to these medications. People got used to them. People on Viagra for 5-6 years started coming in saying it's not working anymore. Right? People on Zoloft, Paxil, Prozac would say, you know, I need a higher dose. Or if I miss a dose, I have symptoms badly. And so now here we are in 2013 with people that are very addicted to pain pills, very tolerant or dependent on sleeping medications. They're antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications. And now we're having trouble taking people off. We're also dealing with the issue if we have somebody who's on bipolar medications or antidepressants or anti-anxiety and they miss their dose or they lose their health insurance because of Obamacare or because of the recession, did we just do more harm than good? Because now them being off their medications, they have one hell of a rebound. And it's a much different world now. So we're going to be coming up on break. I want to hear from you guys. I mean, were you addicted to pain medication? How did you get off or tackle the addiction to pain medication? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And how do pain medicines kill you? Why are there so many overdose deaths? 1-877-362-3254. This is Dr. Dahlia. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Michael, over the break, doesn't want to come online, but he says medical marijuana got him off narcotics. Medical marijuana. All right, good. Sorry, it's not funny. I mean, you know, marijuana does appear to help with pain. In fact, there's a study that has come out saying marijuana could actually help prevent diabetes. I got to talk about that if we have some more time. Medical or just regular pot users can prevent getting diabetes. I think we're going to see more and more medical uses for marijuana. But absolutely. We have found that cannabis itself can be a painkiller. Not that I want people going from one addiction to another. Although, you know, it's interesting. A lot of my patients go, I don't smoke pot because I'm addicted to it. You know, you don't get addicted to pot. You can. You can get addicted to pot. You can. I mean, it does help. But I don't know if that's going to, you know, cure our over-prescription woes. So, basically, New York City is now dealing with a 65% rise in overdose deaths. I guess overdose deaths on Staten Island for four times higher than Manhattan, Queens, Brooklyn. They say it's a 261% since 2005. They say the number of opioid painkiller prescriptions filled by New York City residents increased by 31% from 1.6 million to 2.2 million. Oxycodone accounting for most of those prescriptions. Even 12-year-olds using these prescription painkillers. I mean, 12-year-olds. What is going on here? What is it now? Somebody say, well, you know, New York, they got to take the subway. People are falling on the subway tracks. Maybe they get hurt more over there. I don't know. I mean, they walk. I don't think a lot of New Yorkers have the obesity problem that other countries, other cities do, cities and states do. Okay, well, my city, state. See, New York. You got New York City and New York State. Let's go to the phone lines while I think about how to reword that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Bill on the line. Hey, Bill, you're calling from Alabama now, huh?
Yeah, today I'm in Alabama. How you doing, Doc?
Pretty good, pretty good.
That's good. I got a... yesterday I heard you talk about Angelina Jolie and the operation she had. And it just got me to wondering, and it's been bugging me, and it's kind of a unusual question. You might say I'm sick, but I just wonder, what do they do with the material that they cut off in something like that, and can it be taxidermied, and could they put it up for auction? They can make a lot of money for that.
No, Bill, don't worry about asking that, and thanks for calling. People have been all over the social media sites asking, where are Angelina Jolie's boobies? Are people selling them for on auction? Usually what they do with the breasts is they look for pathology. So even if she doesn't have breast cancer and Angelina Jolie had her breasts removed preemptively, they will take it to the pathologist. They'll slice them up and look at the cells and go through it all and make sure there was no cancerous cells. Because if there was, then she needs to be notified that she actually did have early breast cancer, and they may actually PET scan her or do something else or even put her on tamoxifen in case any breast cancer cells escaped. So usually whenever you have a body part preemptively removed, they just don't really throw it in the trash can or the garbage disposal. They usually, they'll usually set it to pathology because, again, she didn't have this done for cosmetic. Cosmetically, they would just, you know, put it in the biohazard trash, but this wasn't cosmetic. This was because she was concerned about breast cancer. So my guess is they, bounced them over to the pathologist. Great question, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So let's quickly review. How do narcotics kill you? All right, what is in a narcotic and why does it kill you? Well, we know that narcotics suppress your respiratory system, can suppress your heart rate. And so when somebody, let's say, is overdosing on, if they're, let's say, overdosing on pain pills, you know, you could see them confused. Their pupils could be really small and pinpoint. Their breathing could be slow. They could have seizures, nausea, vomiting, et cetera. So these medications in and of itself could do it. But you'll hear of some overdose deaths that aren't related to how much of the narcotic. You know, people will say, I don't understand. They only took four pills. How did four pills kill them? Well, I've never heard of somebody taking four pills and it killing you, but keep in mind, a lot of these pain medications are also attached to Tylenol. Some of them are attached to a half a gram of Tylenol. So let's say 7 grams of Tylenol or 8 grams of Tylenol is lethal. That could be 16 Lortab 5500s. All right? If there's a half a gram of Tylenol attached to each narcotic, let's say, some of the extra-strength Tylenol is 650, you see how easy it is to rack up? You could have two in the morning, two before lunch, two after lunch, two at dinner, two before bed. Those 10 pills at half a gram of Tylenol is already 5 grams of Tylenol. Add that to some alcohol, or you're being of a lower body weight, that could be enough to give you a lethal prescriptive dose or a lethal toxic dose of just the Tylenol in and of itself. And maybe with these overdose tests, maybe what's happening are these people are taking it, they lose their memory a little bit because you're a little buzzed on the narcotic, you don't realize, and you pop some more. And remember, we talked about popping. One of the biggest things kids like to do is have a bowl full of their parents' prescriptions. The parents' Viagra, the parents' diet pills, their Valium, their pain pills. They take a handful of the stuff and then chase it with some alcohol. That's what these kids do upstairs while you guys are watching Lawrence Welk or Glee. And it's dangerous. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, Lawrence Welk. Some of you watch Lawrence Welk. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We've got Steve calling from New Mexico. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, get it, Doc Dolly, another one of your trucking fans.
Awesome. I love you truckers. You guys rock.
Yeah, last time I called you, I was in Mississippi. But anyway, I got a brand new grandson.
Congratulations.
I thank you very much. Because I'm jealous. He was born with a full beetle haircut, and I'm just about bald, so I'm jealous, you know?
Yeah.
But, They say he's got a fistula, a little defect on his little exit tube there.
Okay.
I wondered if you could comment on what caused that, what that is, how do they cure it.
Okay. So, you know, when you have, I'm assuming you're talking about the penile fistulas. There's also, rectal fistulas. Those we usually don't see in that age group. How old is he?
He was born with it.
Oh, no, but, I mean, how old is he now?
He's about almost a week now.
Okay. All right. So, we call them congenital urethral fistulas. There's also hypospadias. Now, hypospadias is kind of similar. It's where the hole is lower than it should be. It is a birth defect. They've been able to fix these pretty easily. It's this little groove you have called the urethral groove. It kind of runs along from the tip to the underside of that shaft area. And, a lot of times we search for it routinely if we're going to circumcise the kids because we don't want to cut into any of the openings. These things just happen sometimes in birth as the reproductive system is developing. We don't really know much. We don't really blame the mom or the dad side of the family. Most people like to blame one side of the family. We don't know. We think maybe it could be the progesterone increase during the pregnancy. It could be a testosterone issue. You know, kids do have testosterone even at that level, but what testosterone does is it causes a lot of times this the skins to fall. You have these fibroblasts that cause a lot of the more fibrous tissue in the area. So they think it could be an issue with the testosterone interrupting that. But to make a long story short, these things can be treated. The more serious ones have been able to successfully been repaired. But great question. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I mean, I could hit the notes much better than my singing, but I didn't want to sit and learn the piano song, right? You didn't want to sit there and learn the song, and oh my gosh, piano teachers, back then in the 70s and 80s, they really had kind of sticks up their butts. Now, you know, piano teachers are cool, but back then, it would be somebody who, I don't know, smelled of mothballs and, you know, would have tremors and Parkinsonian type tremors and would be grabbing your hand and then your hand would tremor and then you'd hit the wrong key. And it was just a miserable experience. In fact, one of my teachers on the way to my lesson, I think he was in his late 30s, had a heart attack and died. And I just never really had good memories of my you know of my piano teachers. I don't. It's really tough. You know, I mean, God bless people with Parkinson's, but you know, don't yell at me. You know, if you grab my hand and now my hand starts to shake with your hand. Okay, and then of course my mom, you know, would run in going, "What is she doing? She's not listening to you?" And I'm like, "No, I'm listening to her. You know, I just can't keep my hands straight." It was kind of rough. Anyway, I was just thinking about that because of the Rockin' Ammonia Boogie Woogie Flu. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. On yesterday's show, about the second hour, we had the breaking news that the National Transportation Safety Board had urged that all 50 U.S. states lower the alcohol limit for drivers to 0.05%. Some of you guys slammed on the brakes, had to, you know, drive in the truck lane, you know, gear toward the side, you know, roll into the shoulder. And I know it must have been just earth-shattering news, but to lower the alcohol limit down to 0.05% would mean a woman can't have more than one drink before she gets behind the wheel, and a man can't have more than two drinks before he gets behind the wheel. Now, for those of you who have ever incurred an accident from a drunk driver or lost a loved one, of course you would be championing this and commending this and applauding it. And I mean, I don't blame you. I don't think anybody should have anything in their system that could impede their driving. And many of us do get tipsy after one drink. You know, we were just talking about narcotics and how narcotics could kill even at doses that you didn't think could kill you, because it all depends on your metabolism and the way your liver passes it through its metabolism, you know, and, you know, so you can't really say, well, one drink will be fine. And having bartended myself, a shot isn't really a shot. You know, you fill up the shot glass, but then you keep pouring so the people see that you went over a shot in their glass, you know, and people like it, you get tipped more. So I you know, whatever alcohol you think you're imbibing is a lot of times a lot more than you think. Unless, of course, you go to a place that doesn't show, you know, the bartender pouring the drinks and they could, you know, stiff you a little bit. But, you know, when it comes to DUI limits being lowered to 0.05%, you know, I don't know if I really have an opinion on this as much as I have an opinion on so many other things that are impairing drivers. You know, when I used to do my 36-hour shifts and training back-to-back, I don't even remember the drive home. I know many of my colleagues were falling asleep at the light. Now, how do you convince anybody that me driving home after a 36-hour shift is less impaired than somebody who only drinks one glass of champagne? Now, again, nobody should be behind the wheel impaired, but my question is, if they are trying to lower car accidents and lower the amount of fatalities that happen, and 70% of drunk driving crashes do end in fatalities. I mean, these are pretty severe and significant statistics, but not all fatalities happen because of drunk drivers, right? You'll hear people say, well, they fell asleep at the wheel. Well, did they honestly fall asleep? Did they have a seizure? Did they have a stroke? And then they died in the accident and the family didn't want an autopsy? You have no idea what happened behind the wheel. But I think sleep deprivation could be almost more of an issue and more common than people getting behind the wheel with one glass of alcohol. And then the next question is, do we want, all right, our officers to pull us over and to cite us if we haven't had a good night's sleep? I mean, think about it. You know, our truckers out there, God bless them, they cannot work. They cannot get their license unless many of them pass sleep apnea tests, unless many of them prove that they're not taking a medication that sedates them. You know, the truckers are put under very strenuous laws and requirements and restrictions that none of us drivers are. Now, why? We're still on the road. You know, I mean, I feel so much safer when I'm driving next to a trucker. And I'm not saying that because, you know, we got Bill and Steve and everybody out there listening. I just do because I know the rules that they have to follow. and they need to comply with. So I know they're not going to speed. I know they're going to veer to the right to allow us. So I love anybody that, you know, moves towards the right, you know, veers towards, you know, our right-leaning, they're patriots out there. But anyway, okay. So, you know, and I know that many of them have passed very judicious physicals. So I'm very comfortable with my trucker drivers. I'm not very comfortable with anybody else. I see you all swerve. I see you all forget about something in your blind spot. I see you singing, and I see you talking and turning around and smacking the kids upside the head in the back seat. So, I mean, is the biggest concern with the National Transportation Safety Association one drink, right, which basically that will equate to, or do they need to look at the rest of us drivers? Okay, you know, if I have an answering service that calls me because we have patients upset that I didn't call in a narcotic for them in the middle of the workday when I don't call in narcotics, or we get this call in the middle of the night all the time. Oh, the condom just broke. Dr. Dahlia, can you call me in some Plan B emergency contraception? All right, after a few of those calls, you can't fall back asleep. Well, you can't fall back asleep. What are you like the next day? All right, and then are you impaired to drive? You know, we went through a list of medications that make you tired when you drive and how one state, I believe it's New Hampshire, is going to cite you with a DUI if you have one of these medications on board. And we talked about how Tylenol can make you tired, ibuprofen can make you tired, a Z-Pak, antibiotic can make you tired. So if any of these can cause somnolence, I can't pronounce it, or, you know, difficulty staying alert, which is more dangerous, taking a Benadryl before you drive or having one glass of champagne? So, you know, I don't know if that's going to be next. I don't know if they're going to ignore the fact that people that can't, you know, that aren't getting good night's sleep could be impaired the next day. But how do we deal with this when sleep apnea tests are extremely expensive? Some of my truckers told me on the truckers forum that their work demands they get sleep apnea tests, but they don't have health insurance. Well, sleep apnea test could be close to a grand, easy. And then if that's the case, if the National Transportation Safety Board decides, you know what, we are going to go after insomniacs, and we are going after narcolepsy patients or people with sleep apnea, and many of you don't have health insurance because of the Obamacare debacle, how do you get to drive? If we're really looking at impairment behind the wheel, it's not going to just stop at one drink. They're going to look at it all. And maybe they should. You know, I'm tired of seeing these car accidents because people aren't sleeping the night before. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. As we move into the next hour of the show, keep in mind, just because you guys are listening to XM or some of your radio stations that cut us off after an hour, I know. Thank God that's they only cut us off after an hour. Tune in on your iPhone app or your Android app because we're still live for the next couple hours. We're going to be talking about this new study saying salt in your diet may not be all that bad. We're also going to be talking about how kids are accessing porn from the age of 6 and actually flirting with people by age 8. Where are their parents? How does an 8-year-old know how to flirt? And marijuana preventing diabetes. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.